This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. I'm Aaron Brown, and I would like to start a frank conversation about vampires. Vampires come from ancient folklore, but they've been a staple of pop culture for two centuries. You know the trope, tall, Transylvanian, fangs, allergic to sunlight. They used to be kind of stuck up and kind of scary, but now they're all moody and kind of hot. But whether you're dealing with trendy vampires or old-school Draculas, they still want to suck your blood. Well, for some reason, vampire stories never seem to be set here in northern Minnesota, and I think I know why. We've already got mosquitoes. We don't need a legendary blood-sucking menace. We've got 2 or 3 billion of them flying around at all times. For that matter, you don't see many zombie movies from northern Minnesota either, and I can explain that. The other day, I was warming up some butter in the microwave, and as I'm putting the butter in the microwave, a little mosquito flies into the microwave with the butter. I close the door, and I'm thinking, I have a moral decision to make, and I made it. I'm going to microwave this mosquito. So I punch up the microwave. It's running. A minute goes by. I open the microwave door, and that mosquito, I swear to you, flies out of the microwave. Now, I've heard about bugs that can do that, so it's not, I understand, they have a way of sensing the microwave radiation. I'm not going to get into that. The point is, they're zombies, and the dead should stay dead. That's all. So you don't need a zombie movie. You know, you do need to know a few things about mosquitoes, though. The first is that they're born as water insects. That's why the land of 10,000 lakes makes such an inviting home for them. And much like Godzilla, we wouldn't have much of a problem with mosquitoes if they just stayed there in the water. But like Godzilla, we know that this will end with lots of people screaming and running while waving their hands around. Once mosquitoes mature and emerge from the water, they don't really pose a threat. In fact, mosquitoes consume nectar the same way a lot of insects do. So if they don't need blood to live, why do they bite us? Well, female mosquitoes need protein from blood to make eggs. In other words, if you get poked by a mosquito, it's almost certainly a lady mosquito on the prowl. Rawr. Rawr. It doesn't matter what species you are, love hurts. When you get down to it, mosquitoes are evolutionary marvels. They hunt based on your breath and heat, which means that the only foolproof way to avoid mosquitoes is to be dead. Mosquitoes distinguish blood types from outside your body, kind of like reading the menu on the outside of a drive-thru restaurant. They happen to prefer type O to type A blood. They like people with lots of body heat, so pregnant ladies and the big and tall shoppers, they suffer acutely. A March 19th story from the BBC states mosquitoes are more attracted to the blood of people who have been drinking than the blood of those who are sober. And the same story suggests that mosquito alcohol tolerance is extremely high. So to reiterate, we have randy female mosquitoes who can drink their male counterparts under the table. They're a fun date, but they're an expensive date. A lot of marriages start this way. A lot of marriages end this way. If you happen to be a criminal, you have additional reasons to be wary of mosquitoes. In a small town in rural Finland, police recovered a stolen car, and there was no sign of the criminals who took the car, but they did find a mosquito with a full belly. That recently sated mosquito provided DNA evidence that helped them catch a member of the gang. Thus, in 2019, we must be concerned not only with Facebook gathering our private data, but with mosquitoes gathering our private DNA. So welcome to northern Minnesota. We don't have any vampires or zombies, but thanks to mosquitoes, we still generate a lot of buzz. Thank you. You can survive it. Just remember to lose weight, breathe less, and be careful putting on smooth jazz in the presence of lady mosquitoes. This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. I am Aaron Brown, and I am very excited to welcome back to our stage a gentleman who's been on our show before and done a great job. He tells the story and lifts the spirits of the people of Red Lake Nation through a fresh new sound. Welcome, Thomas X.